ओम शांति। 2nd July 2019 ट्यूसडे। स्लोगन, समवन हु कंसिडर्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी अ गेस्ट इन द बिल्डिंग ऑफ दैट बॉडी इज एबल टू रिमेन फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट। समवन हु कंसिडर्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी अ गेस्ट in the building of that body is able to remain free from attachment. So yet another new page in the book of detachment, a new chapter. Think of yourself as a guest where in this body, not only in this body but also in this world, this is a camp and we are the campers. This is a sojourn and we have come here for a very short time. So we are the temporary guest in this body, also in this world. So Baba says, when you think of yourself as a guest, then you would be able to remain free from all attachments. Because the greatest pull is the body. The greatest attachment to the soul is for this body. So thinking of body as a house and I am the guest in it, Baba says, try this, practice this and you remain free from the attachment. This is not a very new concept, but many of the scriptures have mentioned about this, that whilst you stay in your house, live like a guest. When we are guest somewhere, what is our attitude? How do we behave when we are guest? That's okay. Detachment is the last thing. What else? Now you have all come to Madhuban for 3 days. Okay, so what's your feeling for the room, for everything? There's a constant thought. A guest has a constant thought that I have to go from here. I am here only for the 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. This is not my house. My house is somewhere else. I am here for a very short time. So that thought is persistently within him, that this is not my house. I am a guest here. That is the first thing. What else? What is the outlook, perspective of a guest? If there is a quarrel going on, if there is house members are fighting over a very short small matter, he doesn't like to interfere in all that because he knows that I am here only for 2 days. Why should I get involved in their personal matter? They have been fighting like that, or he might try to help them, but as far as possible he would try to keep himself away from all the personal matters of the hosts. He has no business with that, so he doesn't interfere. Third, whatever food he is provided, he will eat it with contentment. He will eat it with contentment. He will not say, this is not good, that is not good, why it is like that, why it is like that. So there is a sense of contentment within him, because he feels that whatever I am getting here is good. If it is not good, better I will go and eat in my own house. Now I need not trouble them more. And he doesn't want to trouble anyone who is there. Because of his presence, nobody should get disturbed. And the moment he gets the slightest inkling that somebody is not very happy with him, he decides to go away from them, excepting few other guests. There are some guests who never go away. That's a different issue. But a sensitive guest, a receptive guest, of a guest with inner conscience that guides him, would never cause any trouble, any problem to the people who are staying there. So he will not cause problem to the host. What else? Yeah, wherever he goes, he will try to follow the rules, the customs of that house. If they eat at a particular time, he will eat at a particular time. If he's a paying guest or a guest like that, he would try to follow, abide by the norms of that house. The culture, the system, the rituals, everything he would try to follow. What else? A guest? He will accept. Okay. So there is an acceptance in him. What else? There is no feeling of ownership. This is my house. There is no feeling of ownership. He is a trustee more or less. And there is no bossism. I am the boss. I am the head. Everybody should listen to me. They should obey. Everybody should be at my beck and call. So that feeling of ownership, that feeling of bossism is not there in the guest. What else? He doesn't have complaint. So he will not complain. He would not like to be remembered as a complaint box after he leaves that house. So he will not have a list of complaints. This is not good, that is not good. Because he knows that even if things are not good, he is here for only 3 days, 4 days. He has to go back. Why to complain? After all, the host has given you accommodation with lot of difficulty. You are not getting any accommodation anywhere. So somehow they have accommodated you. So you should be rather... And guest would be thankful. He would be thankful. He will have that sense of gratitude. For whatever the house owners are doing for him, whatever the landlord is doing for him, whatever the host is doing for him, he is absolute. He has that sense of propriety, that sense of thankfulness for the owner. What else? He has zero expectations from the host. He will be conscious that he should not do any mistake. Because if he does any mistake, probably the name of the owner would get involved in that. So he doesn't want to commit any mistake. And he would try to keep the place where he is very clean and tidy. Because he knows that I am here for only few small time. Why should I make the place dirty and ugly? So he'll try to keep that place very clean, neat and tidy. What else? He will have good relations. He doesn't want to have bitter relationships. He will be soft-spoken. He will be gentle. He will be humble. And he will be having that sense of empathy. And he will have that sense of and the art of listening whilst he is there. So he will have all the spiritual signs whilst he is in that house. So he will have sweet relationships. He doesn't want to create bitter relationships because of his egoism. What else?
Spread his luggage.
He will not litter up his luggage here and there. He will keep things in place. What else? A guest. He's always there. That is the first thing that is always there in his mind. That this is not my place. This is not my place. This is not my place. And he will have that feeling that I have to go. I have to go. I have to go.
He will use things very limitedly.
Yeah, he will be very sparing. And he will be very miserly. He will not be using things in a lavish manner. So he will be very, very sparing. very, very economical in usage of electricity, light, and other resources. What else? Adaptability. He will be very flexible, and there would be a sense of adaptability, or you can use the better word, spiritual resilience. Spiritual resilience. Resilience means adaptability. He will be helpful to everyone. So he will be the helper. He will be a cooperative soul. An American came to India and he was interested in visiting the sages, the sadhus and fakirs of India. So he met one fakir, one sadhu, and that sadhu took him in his house, his hut, and the tourist, the American, when he saw the hut, he said, "There's hardly anything. Where is the luggage? Where is the furniture? There's nothing in your hut." So the sage in turn asked that tourist, "Where is your luggage?" He says, "My luggage? I am tourist. I don't carry my luggage." He says, "I am also a tourist. You're tourist in India. I am tourist in this world. So I don't carry any luggage. So we are the tourist in this world. We are the voyagers in this world. We are the campers in this camp. We are the guest in this house, in this world." So just as we described so many things about a guest, now come to this body. When we are a guest in this body, we know that we are not going to stay in this body forever. We are here today, gone tomorrow. So this body is not going to last for long. We know this truth, and yet, as Baba said in yesterday's Murli, we listen from one ear and it is gone out through the other ear. There was a Muslim saint, Baijit, a Sufi saint. Once he went to the cemetery, the graveyard, and there he saw different skulls lying there. He picked up those skulls and he came to the conclusion that there are three types of skulls here. The first skull, where this ear was connected to this ear. The second type of skull, there was a barrier between this ear and this ear. And third type of skull, this ear was going in the heart. The channel was through the heart. And he said to God, "Oh Allah, what are you trying to explain me?" And it is said that suddenly a voice echoed and told him, "There are three type of men in the world. The first are those who listen and never listen, because that doesn't enter their mind. The second, they listen, but whatever they listen, that goes out through the other ear. There are only few souls, they listen the spiritual teachings, that goes through the ear and straight away enters the heart." So there were three types of skulls which were made, which were showing channels like that. So we all know the truth that we are not going to last longer in this body. This body is temporary, transitory, evanescent. And yet, the desire to live, and yet, to survive, to persist, to hold on, to be attached to everything that is around us. So the guest means who knows that I have to go, I have to depart. I am here only for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. My time has come, I have to leave. So in this body, stay as if I have to go out of this body. Second, take good care of this body, because I am here for a very short time. So I don't want to litter up things. I don't want to make things dirty. I want to keep my room clean and tidy. Then guest would be helpful. So I should be helpful to this body, also helpful to the world, because I am guest in this world. So let me help everyone. Because when I would pass, I should leave behind footprints on the sand of time. I should leave behind footprints on the sand of time. Then guest means who is resilient, who is flexible, who is supple. There is a flexibility in his nature. If things are available today, it's okay. If not, it's okay. In yesterday's blessing, Baba said, with the success of yoga, with faith, with intoxication, whatever that is unattainment would turn into attainments. The dry chapatis would become soft chapatis. You don't have anything, but you will have everything. You will feel you have everything. That happens, that will happen when there would be siddhi of yoga, when there would be success of yoga, when there would be intoxication, when there would be faith. Nishche, nasha, yog, siddhi. These three things. Keep them all the time with you. So, a guest would take care of the body, guest would be helpful, guest would be resilient, guest would be, what else we said? Guest would be detached, guest would be always thankful. He will have no he would not be a complaint box. Even not complaining about the body, my body is like this, I am not fair, she is so fair. And he is so fair. And why I am not like that? My nose is like this and my ear is like this. And my eyes are small. People are so beautiful. Why I am not there like that? People come to us in OPD. And they say that I am not happy with my shape of the nose. Do you have a plastic surgeon? I want to change it. They are not happy with their bodies. It's physically they are fit, but aesthetic beauty. So there is a deep sense of dissatisfaction with body. There is a deep sense of dissatisfaction with the people they are living. And there is a deep sense of dissatisfaction with the world. So guest means who is detached and who is thankful and who is not a complaint box and who is a helping hand and who is empathetic and who is expressing sense of gratitude and who has that sense of acceptance of things. He has accepted himself, he has accepted others, he has accepted his weaknesses, he has accepted his strengths, he has accepted the situation, the circumstances, the adverse situations. The incongenial situations, the most difficult situations, the challenges which have come across. So he has accepted everything. So he remains detached. What else? To remain in this body as a guest means I will not use this body just for the frivolities and the sensual indulgence. When I know that in this body I have to become a great tapasvi, when I know that in this body while sitting I have to attain the highest level of spirituality, so I cannot become slack in my efforts. What else? I will not waste my time in any of the worthless things of the world. Yesterday's Murli Baba talked about rumors. They spread rumors, gossips, grapevines. Rumors are known as grapevine in English. Grapevine means, you know, the grape tree which spread across. So grapevine means gossips. Grapevine means rumors. Baba said, there are people who keep on spreading rumors. And they don't know the head and tail of it, but they keep on spreading rumors. That's a great disservice. Because you destroy the character of some person by this khak and khalas. Two Hindi words were used. And they burn inside with jealousy. So guest will not spread rumors about the owner or about the world. Because I am the guest in this world. The whole world is a guest house for me. I am here only for a few days. Sarai Fani. This world is known as Sarai Fani. Saraya means a mortal. And Fani means which is about to get destroyed. So this world is a Sarai Fani. Which is not going to last. Which is not going to live lost. But it will ultimately meet Fana. The destruction. So in this Sarai Fani, I am here only as a guest for some time. A Muslim saint enters one day. A king is sleeping, one sultan is sleeping, and suddenly he hears somebody is on the terrace and searching his horse. Where is my horse? Where is my horse? Where is my horse? And the king is woken up by that long drawn out voice. And he says, who is it? Catch that man who is shouting there. Where is my horse? And by the time the soldiers go, he runs away. After some days, one person comes to that palace and he says, I want a room in the guest house. The soldiers, the gatekeepers, the janitors, they say, guest house? This is not guest house. This is the palace. He persists, he shouts, he says, no, I want a room here. I want to stay overnight. This is a restaurant, I want to stay here. He says, the people explain him, this is not a rest house, this is palace. Mind your language. Otherwise, unnecessary, you will be put behind the bars. And the king hears the skirmish which is happening there. King comes out and says, bring that man inside. And he says, I want to stay here overnight. This is an inn. Inn. Sarai means inn. So the king says, as a man says, king says, this is not inn, this is not restaurant. He says, this is. And the king suddenly realized, are you the same man who was searching horse on my terrace? He says, yes, I am the same man who ran away. So why you came now? He says, I want to search, I want a room. Because this is guest house. How dare you call this a guest house? He says, look, I had come here long back when I was a child. That time your grandfather was here as a king. Then I came during my youth. That time your father was here. Now you are there. So is this not a guest house? People keep on changing. Earlier who was here, now he was there, and now you are there. Now after some time you will be gone. So this is a guest house where people are changing. So nobody is permanent here. I cannot say that I am the owner of this house. Before you, somebody else was there, and after you, somebody else would come. So this world is a guest house. And I am the guest. I am here only for a few days. Let me make it more beautiful. Let me make people happy. Let me help somebody who is dying, who needs my help. So, stay in this world as if I am a guest. In Jainism, there is a concept of aparigraha. Aparigraha means non-possession. Nothing is mine. I don't own. I don't store anything. Nothing is mine. Aparigraha. It's against parigraha. Out of the five mahavrat of Jainism, one is aparigraha. Acharya, aparigraha, brahmacharya, asteya and satya. That's the five mahavrat. So aparigraha means don't think things are mine. This is not mine. How can I say this is mine? Nothing is mine. Today they are mine, tomorrow they would be somebody else's. So I remain detached. So Baba says, someone who thinks of himself, considers himself to be a guest in the building of that house, in this body. So in this body also I am guest. So let me take care of this body. Let me be thankful to this body. I should be thankful to this body. Because at least it is healthy now. There is one saint who said, who had a very severe headache once. And suddenly he sat down, keeping his hand and pressing his, and he tied a belt. Some band here, because he had headache. So there was another saint, this was Hassan, the another saint, Rabia. She says, what happens? What happened to you? He says, I am having headache. That's why I have tied this. He says, see, you had headache, that's why you tied this. When you did not have headache, did you tie? And express your gratitude to the Lord. When you have problem, that time you express it by complaining. But when you don't have problem, that time do you explain? You are Lord, thankful for this good body. That today I am healthy. Are we thankful for the body? Today I don't have fever. When we have fever, we are so restless. But when we don't have fever, when we don't have any disease, when we don't have any bodily illness, do we thank God for the body? Probably not. We only go to Him when we are sick and with complaining list. Yeah, I have taken so many medicines, nothing is working. What an ingrate spirit. So that's how you remain detached. Om Shanti.